sponsored by Creation Day Festival. Playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
I'm back. Life got in the way, I'm afraid. So last couple of weeks, there was no show, but I am back. And we are... It's Christmas time. It's time to spread the love. Tell me the songs that we do not play enough for you. And we'll play them tonight. Christmas time, and it is time to spread the love, which is what we're doing tonight. We are going to give today a shine a spotlight on those areas of Britpop that I wrongly neglect. It's the areas that ought to get more sunlight and I don't give it to them, which is just wrong. So if you've got any complaints, you think, why doesn't he play that? Or that group, why doesn't he play them enough? You know what to do. At the Britpop Show on Twitter or on Blue Sky, because I've moved over there. Go find me, go check me out, go like me. Either on either of those two, or just if you're listening live, just smash the button. You can do message the studio. Comes up on my screen over to my left, which means nothing to you because you can't see the studio. But trust me, it appears there. Right, what bands do I not play enough of? I think Marion is one of those.
Tried to make me
Tonight we're playing songs that I don't give enough attention to wrongly. And so that could be small bands that I don't play or big bands where that I still don't play enough of. And if you have a complaint about that, just get it in. Everybody loves to complain. I'm allowing it. It's Christmas. Just smash the button and let me know. Now, Helen says that she is listening to the Britpop show en route to Shed 7 in Oxford tonight. So she's listening right now, presumably in her car. She says, now, if that's not a good excuse to play Disco Down, I don't know what is. Now, this is what I'm talking about. Sometimes there are some mighty songs that don't get played by me often enough. And one such group is Space Hog. I love Space Hog. I don't play them enough. Now, you think I'm going to play their mega hit In the Meantime or Mungo City, both of which are brilliant songs, but I'm not. I'm going to play you the song that really dragged me into Space Hog. I heard it on TV in the late 90s. I think there was a show on a Saturday morning called The Chart Show, and I heard this song by Space Hog, and it hooked me for life.
Hits from the 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
How good's that? Seriously, that whole album is brilliant. And the debut album, so that was sort of the second album, the debut album is even better. If you don't know Space Hog, get involved. They are brilliant. Right, who else do I not give enough love to? It's the Supernaturals. And the Supernaturals win the prize for the most, well, the most advanced notice they're giving you for a gig. They've just announced 2 days ago that they're playing at St. Luke's, which I think is in Glasgow, next year on Saturday the 20th of December 2025. So it's over a year's notice. I wonder how many tickets they're sold. We'll think about that while we listen to The Day Before Yesterday's Man.
Cheap as I'm freaking, I've had such a weekend, I think I must be turning to God. My girlfriend has dumped me and headed for the country. The boy who wears white socks, I wish the pavements were burning, summer was coming along. Instead I'm virtually freezing, I'm working on this boring old song. Cause when the touch hits the count, just can't keep at bay. I wish the tables were turning, but something was coming along. Instead I'm virtually freaking, everything is going so wrong. Cause when the touch hits the count, the day before yesterday. Jesus, I'm freaking, I've had such a weekend, I think I must be turning to dust.
Day Before Yesterday's Man, Supernaturals. Now, what have I done today? Today has been one of those special days where I took a day off. I had a day off and everybody else was at work, and it felt naughty, but it felt good at the same time. And the reason for that was because my nephew was over from Australia, and I had a sort of Christmas dinner warm-up yesterday with him and his girlfriend. And today we went out, nice sunny day, went for a run around the park, smashed him out of the park, in fact. But he's only 24 years, only half my age, basically. But as a result, I thought I'd play something Australian. Now, this band would have been Britpop, but for the fact that they are not English and are Australian. They are Powderfinger. If you don't know Powderfinger, they got quite big with an album. I think it's Odyssey number, can't remember, five, something like that. But it was part of, it was an early, on one of the early Mission Impossible films. And this was it. It's My Kind of Scene. And at the time, it was brilliant. And I thought Powderfinger were going to go on to do big things. They're big in Australia. Never really caught on here, but check them out.
I'm
Now here's your chance to complain. It's your chance to complain about songs that I don't play enough. Everybody likes to complain. And I threw out on Twitter at the weekend that one of the things I like to complain about is putting the Christmas tree up. I can't stand it. I can't be the only one who doesn't like putting the Christmas tree up. And I think it stems from this, that taking the Christmas tree down has to be the worst job of the year. It's got to be. All the fun is over. You're about to go back to work. You've got to take the Christmas tree down. It's an effort. And so I link now putting the tree up to the task of taking it down. Why bother putting it up? Because I'm just going to have to do the worst job ever and take it down. It's almost like I'm punishing myself. So as a result, I don't like doing it. I know I'm complaining, but that's the point of today's show. You can complain to me about songs that I don't play enough in your opinion. So get on it at the Britpop Show on Twitter or Blue Sky, because I'm on there as well. Right, should we do a couple of Scandinavian twins, I think?
I
want to be everything. I have at least a million dreams. I want to be a football star and play left-handed guitar. A place for me and you, a treehouse big enough for two. 'Cause in my dreams you always seem to be a girl, sweet as
quick shout out to Davo. About now he'd probably be sending us a band that he wished we'd play a bit more, probably Ride, something like that, but he's now having to listen on the podcast on the catch up because of his stupid new job. I hope your job's going well, Davo. I thought I'd give you a shout out because, you know, missing your messages, missing your live emails. Right, since when has Geneva been in Scotland?
Thank you. close. No, it's just not supposed to be simple or fair.
And we move from Geneva to Gene in what is quite possibly coincidental, but quite possibly the worst link I've ever done. Now, my phone's been listening to me again. It says, it's just literally popped up as I looked at my phone. It said, don't forget, getting a tree and decorating it is witchcraft. That said on Twitter. I mean, I don't like putting it up, but steady on, witchcraft, that's a bit much. Now, but I did, talking of listening, I did invite the Amazon spy into my home at the weekend. That was Alexa. And I found out, I tested it out. Obviously, one of the first things I did was, Alexa, play the Britpop show. And she did. So make sure you tell all your friends to ask Alexa to play the Britpop show. It will be your present to me. Right though, aren't I? We don't play enough Reef, and we certainly don't play enough of that record. Tend to concentrate on the second album, being Glow, and obviously their best album, but I think their third album with that record on it is probably better than their debut. The debut had Naked on it, which was that famous one for the Sony mini disc. Was it the mini disc? Something like that. Because, you know, struggle to remember it. Anyway, right, what else don't we play enough of? I play some Seafruit, but I don't think we play enough of it.
Watching the fireworks in a park. You were waltzing with me, warm by the fire, but looking for sparks. And you said, oh, to be free. Nobody's perfect round here. And your fingers were pointing at me. And I miss you. Like a young woman scorned, you were a treasure to me, but I was skinned, so you had to be pawned. Out of the window go the things that I am, 'cause nobody wants to believe in a stubborn belligerent man. Watching the fireworks in a park. You were waltzing with me, warm by the fire, but looking for sparks. And I miss you every day that you're gone. And I miss you. Won't you let
And we find ourselves at the end of the show. And for the end of this show, we're not going to play bands that we don't play often. We're going to play a band that gets more than enough love from this show, and rightly so. It's Electricity, but the reason we are giving them some love tonight is because at the start of the show, they tweeted everybody to say, go and listen to the Britpop show. And if you're going to do that, you're going to get played. Thank you, Electricity. See you on the flip side.
Now is not the time to go. I feel the morning afterglow, and it feels oh very strange. It's very, very frightening. I realize what's happening. Could it be that I'd fall in love? She's here. Only one for me, and she's got everything I need. Turn my back and run away. She's the only one for me, and she's got everything I need. Turn my back and run away. Now it's not the time to go. I feel the